the rest of the story. Never ever was there such an amazing assembly of soldiers. It was a battalion comprised of 2 units of grenadiers, 1,200 men in all. Their uniforms were spectacular. Blue coats with red lapels and gold trim, scarlet trousers and tall red hats. Their battle skills were awe-inspiring. Indeed, their rate of fire was twice that of any other troops in the world. In precision drill, they were unequaled. And the commander they served was none other than Frederick William I, the King of Prussia. During his reign in the early 18th century, he personally selected the members of this Potsdam Super Battalion. Other world leaders intrigued, sent candidates to Prussia. The Sultan of Turkey was among the contributors. Peter the Great of Russia dispatched 50 men a year to Frederick for consideration. There were more than enough homegrown volunteers as well, and yet comparatively few among them who met the rigid requirements, and so it was that Frederick sought to recruit qualified personnel for his elite corps. And yet so lofty were the king's standards that recruitment was soon replaced by conscription, and conscription was soon supplemented with international kidnapping. And this is the rest of the story. In the beginning, Frederick's recruiting agents hung around taverns, scrutinized the patrons, evaluating their military potential. Likely prospects were often easily persuaded to apply for duty, but sometimes they were not, in which case the king's recruiters would later wait in the shadows for the reluctant fellow to pass. Then they would leap out, and they would club him over the head. Today we call that induction. And then at some point, the Prussian draft really got out of hand. The king's recruiters began invading churches. They'd go into churches during services in search of coercible candidates for Potsdam's premier battalion. One such intrusion so surprised a rural pastor that he died of shock right on the spot. And after Prussia itself had been thoroughly sifted, the recruitment officers began raiding other countries. In Rome, a monk was spirited from the cell where he knelt praying. The next thing he knew, he was marching with a rifle. In Holland, a clergyman was abducted right in the middle of his sermon. He woke up in Prussia wearing a blue jacket and red slacks. The latter incident nearly started a war between the two countries, but Frederick William I kept building this force of super soldiers, obviously never imagining how pointlessly obsessive he would appear in the eyes of posterity. For the male criterion in establishing this particular battalion, the criterion was the physical height of the men who served in it. A volunteer or an inductee literally had to measure up. Now remember, this was in an age when the average adult male was less than 5'6". Frederick's Superman could be no less than 6 feet tall, and many were well over 7 feet tall, and it was all for nothing. All of the extraordinary stature and physical prowess and military skill was for nothing. For the Potsdam Giants, as they were called, in all of their days of service, never raised a hand, never drew a saber, and never fired a single shot in battle. The Potsdam Giants, they were the ultimate warriors. But they never saw a war. Now you know the rest of the story.